The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, yo, I wanted to interrupt really quickly to invite you to the most poppin', most fun, most engaging, most informative, most educational, most enjoyable weekend, probably of your entire year, if not the most fun you've had since before March of 2020. And I'm talking about the Marketing Impact Academy live event, which is taking place in Southern California from October 14th through the 16th, where my mom, myself, and a bunch of other industry-leading experts are going to be teaching you about YouTube, Instagram, Facebook groups, Pinterest, and so much more. And I've been to dozens of events, and I gotta tell you that none of them compare to MIA Live. Of course, I'm biased because it's my family, but every single year, I look forward to MIA Live like it's Christmas. It's seriously the best time of the year, and it's so much fun. I mean, we have so many dance parties and random dance breaks. You're gonna get a full workout every single day attending this conference, and you're gonna walk away with so much valuable information, and not just a long list of notes in a notebook, but actual tangible things, reels that have been created, posts that have been made, and strategies that you have already implemented by the end of the weekend. MIA Live is currently available for more than 50% off. You can attend the entire weekend for just $8.99 by visiting shaleen.com/live. And that rate is available until September 14th. Again, the live event dates are October 14th through the 16th. It's a Friday through a Sunday in Southern California. You're going to be right next to Disneyland, right next to the beach, and you're going to have the best flipping time of your life. So again, just click the link down in the show notes or visit Shaleen, which is Chaleen.com/live, L-I-V-E. And I am so excited to see you here in Southern California in the middle of October. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to flat out simply answer the question, why have your Reels views tanked recently? Like, I'm not talking 300 to 280. I'm talking 5,000 views to all of a sudden 200 views. Why is this going on? What's happening? Well, first of all, let me say you are not alone. According to a recent poll on my Instagram stories, 87% of people say that their Instagram Reels views have tanked recently as well, a significant decrease in their views. So you aren't alone. It's taking place to almost everyone. I've even seen it taking place on my own Instagram account recently. And here's why. I want you to remember back to a few months ago, the end of summer, when everyone was kind of up in arms at Instagram. Instagram was seemingly increasing the number of changes they were making to the platform. It seemed like every single day there was some major new update, not just a minor tweak here and there, but major updates and major glitches and bugs. No one's posts felt like they were getting seen. Everyone was frustrated. And Instagram made an announcement about how they're going to increase the number of recommendations that we see on our feed. We're going to see more recommended posts. We're going to see less posts from people we follow and more posts from people who Instagram thinks we want to see. And so everyone got real upset. Someone made a TikTok about how they're so upset they just want to make Instagram Instagram again. And they started a petition. And that petition got 300,000 signatures. And some of the Kardashians and Jenners posted that little graphic that said, make Instagram Instagram again, onto their Instagram story. Maybe even you were one of those people who signed that petition or shared that graphic that said, make Instagram Instagram again, onto your story. So what's going on? Well, Instagram isn't punishing us, directly at least, but they're giving us what we wished for, and it turns out it's not what we wanted. Let me explain what I mean by that. Everyone was like, Instagram, stop with all the recommendations. Stop with all the changes. We just want to see our friends and family's posts again. We just want to see that content again. And so Instagram said, we hear you. Our recommendations algorithm is not perfect. It's not great. It needs improvement. It needs work. We recognize that. So, like we've never seen before, they didn't turn it back. They didn't dial back the throttle. They turned it off. Completely. They turned off the recommendations algorithm completely. And they made this announcement. They, being the CEO of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, made this announcement that they are turning off the recommendations algorithm completely until they can get it improved and fixed and working the right way. So at first, everyone's like, yay, we're happy. No more bad recommendations on Instagram. But then reality sets in, which is that our friends and family aren't posting to their feed as often as we thought they were. So we're still not really seeing our family and friends' posts. Instead, we're just seeing random content from businesses and accounts that we followed for 10 years that we don't even remember that we followed in the first place. And here's what it really means. Here's why it really sucks. Here's why it's what I said a second ago was what we wished for, but not what we wanted.
Do you ever feel like there's so much pressure to create content in social media that some days you're just out of ideas? You have no idea what to post next. And then you don't post. And then your engagement goes down or your followers go down. And it's this like vicious cycle. Well, I want to help you because I want to share with you my 30-day content calendar. And it doesn't matter what your niche is or what it is you sell or what it is you do or what it is you look like, any of those things. This is 30 days of killer ideas. Like, you're going to get so much inspiration and examples of exactly what's working and how you can make it work for you, depending, of course, your niche or what it is you normally post. Even if most of the time you know what to post, but every once in a while you just hit a block and you can't think of what you need to post. Listen, I want to make this super simple for you. Grab a copy of my 30-day content calendar. Plus, it's free. So you just go to instaclubhub.com/content. Again, instaclubhub.com/content. And as always, the link to that will be in the show notes. So you don't even have to write it down. In fact, you can click on it while you're listening to this episode.
Now, because those recommendations aren't taking place, all of us, the business owners, the people who are trying to grow our Instagram accounts, are no longer having our content, our posts, recommended to people in the Instagram feed. With no recommendations, our views have significantly decreased. Now, should you still be reaching a lot of your followers? Maybe, and a lot of people have argued that when I've brought this up in the past, but here's the thing. If you're losing a significant amount of your viewers, thus a significant amount of your engagement because you're not getting recommended, well, then, according to the Instagram algorithm, your post isn't doing as well as it was in the past, which means the algorithm doesn't want to show it to as many of your existing followers. So Instagram was like, hey, listen, you want this slice of pizza? You can have it. But then when we got the slice of pizza, it turned out that it was moldy and cold and disgusting. So what can we do? Unfortunately, nothing really. I mean, I guess we could start another petition and make another graphic that everyone shares under their Instagram stories and get the Jenners to start posting again and get the Kardashians to start sharing again. But ultimately, the only thing that we can really truly do on Instagram right now is continue posting. And here's the reality. If every single one of us has our engagement decrease, if every single one of us has less views than we used to get, then proportionally, none of us are really doing that bad. Our posts might not be performing the same way that they were a few months ago, but compared to everyone else on the app, they're performing average. They're doing just all right. They're doing the same. Maybe they're even doing a little better than everyone else on the platform. So I know it sucks to hear that. I know it sucks to be getting less views or engagement than you were in the past, but really there's nothing that you can do about it besides continue posting, continue sharing, continue improving your skills. And really, I think this is a great opportunity for you to experiment and to try new things. If you're getting less views and less engagement, then you're already at the bottom. You might as well test out some new strategies, try out some new techniques, take a few risks here and there, try posting a different kind of video than you would in the past, and just see how it does. This is also a great opportunity to practice all of those skills that really set your reels apart, or I should say could set your reels apart from everyone else. It's all about perspective and how you look at this problem that every single one of us is facing. And before you stop listening to this episode and before you go and delete your Instagram app, the one thing, the one saving grace, the one silver lining that was said in all of this is that they will bring recommendations back. They have to. It's essential for Instagram surviving as a company and as an app. They need recommendations. They need people to be discovering new content and new pages. They're just making them better. So my guess is in a few weeks or a few months, Instagram is going to start rolling out recommendations again. All of our views are going to start increasing. We're going to start reaching even more of the right kind of followers, but that's only if we put in the work right now. So I want to encourage you to keep putting in that work. I know it can be tempting to give up or to give in, but those who are successful are the ones who ultimately just keep pushing forward. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out InstaClubHub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out InstaClubHub.com.